So a lot of people that believe in evolution, they don't even know what the theory teaches. I mean, when you talk to the average Joe on the street, I've found many times that they have no idea what the theory actually teaches about geology. I mean, you've got this theory that says that monkeys actually made this voyage from Africa to South America 34 million years ago. Now, what was your thought when you initially heard about
this? I had never heard of that. When you brought it up, I think it was in July when I actually first heard about it. You came for boot camp at Dinosaur Adventureland, and you're talking about these surfing monkeys. I was just like, wait a second. Is that for real? I thought you were joking at first. I thought you were maybe taking something that they were teaching and exaggerating, but you weren't exaggerating at all. If you type in on any search engine, just go monkeys surfing, it'll say National Geographic, monkeys surfing, science, right there.
Yeah.
And just the little bit I was reading on that, it said there was a storm that busted up the coast of Africa, and then these monkeys got trapped on some floating vegetation. And I was just like, what? It was the first result.
These people are out of their minds. People always ask me, how do you get somebody to doubt evolution? And I tell them three-word Google search, when monkeys surfed, or surfing monkeys. Any of those two will get people to doubt evolution if they're a rational person. The ultimate form of stupidity is the idea that these monkeys actually made a journey across there. And when I pointed this out to the atheist community, one guy actually researched it. All of them said, no, we don't believe that. That's crazy. That's not what evolution teaches, you know? Mm-hmm. But one of them actually researched it, right? This guy named Mr. Jones on YouTube. Look him up. He goes, surfing monkeys, surfing dinosaurs, it's perfectly plausible.
You know, surfing monkeys, surfing dinosaurs, it's perfectly plausible.
The questions, they're just endless. What did they eat for the journey? How far exactly were they traveling across the ocean? Are they saying it was a straight shot? The currents, I mean, it would probably pull them north or south, right? It wouldn't just go straight across the ocean.
Right.
I mean, where?
That's debunking it just using basic logic. The currents would have been the main issue.
What did they eat? What did they drink? Did they adapt very quickly to be saltwater monkeys? Right. I mean, I just don't, like, when you're faced with that, just, okay, let's just have some basic questions here. How did they survive? What did they eat? Why do you think that they surfed over there? I mean, they just hitched a ride on a floating log mat.